tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome back to another episode of Quick Charge. It's December 9th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. November was a big month for EV makers and EV sales. EV and hybrids hit a record high in U.S. sales in Q3, and they aren't slowing down yet. In Q3, the combined sales of hybrid, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, and battery electric vehicles made up 19.6% of all new light-duty vehicle sales. That's according to estimates from Ward's Intelligence. That's up from 19.1% in Q2, setting a new benchmark for the growing market share of electric vehicles. The growth in Q3 was primarily driven by hybrids. BEV sales slightly dropped, with their share of the light duty market going from 7.4% to 7.0% in Q3. Meanwhile, hybrids now account for 10.8% of the market, a record high. BEVs still reign in the luxury segment, making up more than 35% of luxury vehicle sales in Q3. However, the luxury share of BEVs is shrinking as more affordable BEVs make their way onto the market. In Q3, 70% of all BEVs sold in the U.S. were luxury models, the lowest luxury share since Q2 of 2017. While only 10.3% of hybrid vehicles fall into the luxury category, BEVs still come with a hefty price tag. The average transaction price of a new BEV is $56,351 at the end of Q3, about 16% higher than the overall average price for new vehicles. That's according to Cox Automotive. All those new EVs and PHEVs, meanwhile, need somewhere to charge, and that is going up as well. A new report indicates that EV charging sessions were up more than 50% year over year during the week of Thanksgiving. This, of course, has been the most politically charged Thanksgiving week in about 4 years, and the results are in. Of course, people are buying more EVs, and they're not afraid to hit the road in their new battery-powered conveyances. It really is a positive story, reports Lauren McDonald, chief analyst at Perenne. Despite the narrative from some corners that we aren't going to have enough chargers, our data shows that the charging infrastructure is keeping pace with the growth in demand and session activity. And reliability is making progress too. This is a great story. We've got a bunch of data, a bunch of charts in there from Perenne, and it basically tells the tale that we expect to see. More people are driving in their EVs, they're more confident in their EVs, and they are hitting the road. We analyze data across public fast charging travel stations, excluding locations such as dealerships requiring four or more ports for Thanksgiving week. Monday through Sunday, Black Friday 2024 saw a 54% increase in charging sessions compared to 2023, while Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and the lowest year-over-year increase in sessions at 39%. The overall charging year-over-year increase for the week was 48%, again, according to Perenne. Now, despite the growth in charging sessions, there doesn't seem to be a shortage of chargers or the sort of long wait times that plagued early adopters of EVs years ago. In fact, actual utilization rates declined compared to last year due to a 50% increase in the number of new fast charging ports and the faster charging speeds possible in newer EVs. Perenne's analysis also seems to indicate that drivers' concerns about whether or not they'll be able to find open, working chargers when they need them, a condition the company calls charger anxiety, may be overblown, if only just. The company's proprietary EV charger reliability index was up 3.4% compared to last year, reaching 85.5% and signaling a broad improvement in the charging experience overall for EV drivers. So, good news for people driving their EVs more. There's charging available, there's reliable charging available, and soon there's going to be cheaper charging available. Tesla has implemented much-needed supercharger price reduction as the network usage hits an all-time high. Many supercharger users in Europe reported last week seeing up to 10 cents per kilowatt hour reduction in pricing at some supercharger stations. Tesla owners are now confirming seeing those price reductions at superchargers in North America as well. My own local supercharger stations in Quebec, that's of course written by Fred Lambert, who lives in Canada, went down from 50 cents per kilowatt hour to 42 cents per kilowatt hour. That's a significant price reduction, but still way more expensive than the 9 cents per kilowatt hour that I pay at home. Max DeZegger, Tesla's new head of charging, confirmed the price reduction on X and added that Tesla's goals for supercharger pricing are 1, price low to accelerate EV adoption, we pass on cost efficiencies, 2, be financially sustainable to invest in the network, growing dependable freedom to travel. DeZegger also confirmed Tesla's supercharger network in North America delivered a record 12 gigawatt hours on November 30th. That could be roughly $5 million in revenue in a single day from the supercharger network. Price reductions for the supercharger network, not the only reason Tesla's in the news today. Tesla Model Q rumors emerge about a new sub-$30,000 electric car coming along in China. Some reports from China are claiming that Tesla still plans to release a new vehicle based on the unboxed platform, though we at Electrek remain skeptical. More specifically, the reports allege that Tesla's head of investor relations, Travis Axelrod, revealed that the new vehicle is going to be called Model Q. During the investor meeting with Deutsche Bank, attended by Tesla's head of investor relations, Travis Axelrod, Tesla announced formal plans to launch a new vehicle called Model Q in the first half of next year. They also claimed that it's codenamed Redwood and would be 15% smaller and 30% lighter than the Model 3. It will also reportedly be equipped with an LFP battery pack available in 53 kilowatt hour and 75 kilowatt hour configurations, as well as single and dual motor variants. It's expected to be priced at less than $30,000 US. Now, we have been talking about a sub $30,000 Tesla for years. It seems like since 2019, when the first Model 2 was originally whispered about, and still nothing has come to pass. But one thing we have seen is the Robotaxi. That's a small, compact, two-passenger vehicle, obviously without steering wheel and pedals. But imagine if it did have steering wheel and pedals. A little sporty tuned suspension, grippy tires, and a willing chassis. This could be a modern-day CRX. I think enthusiasts would go nuts over it. I would certainly be very excited to drive one if that was the case. But yeah, not so excited about the self-driving version. Still, let me know what you think about that in the comments. You agree, you disagree, you don't think the CRX was that good. Hey, people are wrong all the time. But we'll move on from that and talk about another small, efficient, low-cost, fun, and sporty vehicle that's not a Honda. In fact, it's not made by a manufacturer you might have heard of at all. It's called the Ox Truck, and it's a flat-pack vehicle that gets shipped from the UK to Africa, where it gets reassembled and put to good use. Now, this is an electric truck. It's built effectively off an oversized side-by-side ATV platform, and it just got a $163 million order to expand in East Africa. The $163 million multi-year deal creates a new franchise venture called Ox East Africa and includes delivery of a fleet of Ox Delivers electric trucks, along with a multi-year subscription to the company's tech platform and vehicle maintenance services as the company enhances its presence in Rwanda and expands into Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. Today's exciting agreement represents a significant milestone for the team at Ox Delivers and is an acknowledgement of the extraordinary traction we have made both with our electric trucks and the service operation in Rwanda, explains Simon Davis, co-founder and CEO of Ox Delivers. The huge potential that our services have unlocked in Rwanda highlight the opportunity to replicate this in the neighboring countries. Through this franchise partnership, we will expand into new markets and continue our mission to supercharge trade across the global south. Obviously, really fun and exciting vehicle, built to be durable, built to go off-road. I would love to have one of these here in the States. But regardless of that, Ox is calling its truck the first purpose-built electric vehicle for the global south, talking not just about Africa, but obviously South America, other emerging markets, and probably throw a couple of these in Australia. That might be fun. This year, the company delivered its best performance since starting pilot operations in Rwanda, generating more than $920,000 in revenue through the end of October, obviously before the $163 million deal. The flat pack Ox Delivers trucks ship on pallets to be assembled at or near the final deployment destination. The trucks feature a 74 kilowatt hour battery, good for over 90 miles of range, with a whopping 4,400 pound payload capacity. That's about twice as much as vehicles like the Ford F-150 Lightning or Chevy Silverado EV, and well into medium duty territory. So this is a serious vehicle, not to be taken lightly, and one that is going to serve the needs of many, many communities in the global south. Now, finally, we like to end these talking about energy, talking about conservation, talking about the grid, talking about sustainability. Today is going to be no different. A huge $2 billion solar and storage project in California has powered up in Mojave, California. Aravon Energy's Eland One solar plus storage project combines a 384 megawatt solar farm with a 150 megawatt / 600 megawatt hour battery storage system. Its second phase, Eland Two, is under construction and set to go live in early 2025. Once completed, the combined project will provide 758 megawatts of solar capacity and 300 megawatts of energy storage in Southern California. With a total investment of over $2 billion, Eland One's construction supported 325 jobs and pumped money into local businesses. Over its lifetime, the project will generate more than $18 million, providing revenue for schools, first responders, and other local needs. Eland One is under a long-term power purchase agreement with Southern California Public Power Authority, which will administer the contract for two of its members, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power and Glendale Water and Power. San Diego headquartered Solve Energy led the engineering, procurement, and construction activities for the project. As for renewable energy developer Arevon Energy, the company behind Eland 1 and 2, it's got more than 4,500 megawatts of solar and storage projects operating across 17 states and more than 6 gigawatts of new projects in the pipeline. That's all we've got for today, December 9th. Be sure to like and subscribe. Go into the comments. Let us know where we got it wrong, where we got it right too, and tune back in tomorrow for more.